Okay, magandang umaga sa lahat muli. At itong pag-aaral natin ngayon will serve as the last Sunday school lesson for the year 2011, next Lord's Day, and the following after that ay yung ating traditional na testimony time. Kaya itong leksyon natin ang pinakahuli sa taong ito. At siguro marapat lamang na we conclude the year with a consideration of our health as one of the blessings ng Panginoon sa atin. Sinabi ko nung nakarang linggo, isa sa mga dahilan ay we were forcefully compelled to be conscious of our health this year dahil sa mga pinagdaanan natin bilang iglesia, and that is something therefore that we rightly think about sa ating personal na pamumuhay. At isang dahilan ito ay tiningnan natin noong nakarang linggo, ang ating pagkatao ay binuo ng Diyos na pinagsama, pinagtambal na katawan at kaluluwa. That is what we are as man, as human being. Throughout our earthly life, pinagsama ang katawan at kaluluwa. At yan ang pinagtuunan natin noong nakaraang linggo. Yan ang pinakabatayan ng kadahilanan. At bilang tao, marapat tayo na magbigay ng tamang pananaw, pagsusuri, pagsasaalang-alang ng ating pangkalusugan, sapagkat hindi maari na nang dahilan sa kaluluwa magpabaya ng katawan. Hindi rin dapat na nang dahilan sa layaw ng katawan ay mapabayaan ang interes ng kaluluwa. Throughout our earthly life, man is body and soul. And that includes even in the chief activities of man like thinking, hindi ang pag-iisip, hindi lang yan kaluluwa ang nag-iisip. Ang utak ay kasama sa healthy thinking. Now, sa spiritual activities, ganun din. Sinabi natin, even worship, which is our chief spiritual activity, that is body and soul undertaking. Hindi pwedeng magpabaya ka ng iyong katawan, dumalo ka ng simbahan, na napabayaan mo ang iyong katawan, ay isipin mong makapagsasamba ka. Nakikita ko minsan kung sino nagpabaya ng katawan pag ako'y nangangaral. But this is not something that we can isipin natin na may mapapabayaan dyan. The separation of body and soul only occurs at death. So huwag tayong maniwala dun sa mga nagsasabing telepathetic or yung psycho-transfer at psycho-transmission, yung naglalakbay na yung kanyang kaluluwa at nakikita niya yung ibang mga pangyayari. Those are all illusions and deceptions, occult deceptions. The only time there is going to be a separation of soul and body is at death. And I mean real death. Hindi yung death na sinasabi ng ibang naranasan nila, pinronounce na raw sila ng doktor na patay, nakita nila yung katawan nilang inooperahan ng doktor, habang yung kaluluwa nila ay pumapainlan lang. Another illusion, we accept what the Word of God says in James 2:26 na ang paghihiwalay ng espiritu at ng katawan ay nangyayari sa kamatayan. Now, that being the case, a proper understanding of health must be holistic. Yung pangbuong tao. Huwag mong tingnan ng kalusugan na pangkatawan lamang, hindi lang usapin ng katawan, yan ay usaping pangbuong katauhan, body and soul. And so we properly undertake to address both soul and body sa ating pangkalusugan. Ginamit natin yung karanasan ni Daniel doon sa Babylonia where there was a test made. Kasi pinipilit siyang kumain ng mga pagkaing pinagbabawal sa kautusan ni Moises. Hindi na po yan bawal ngayon. Maliwanag yan sa Colossus 2. Pero sa panahon ni Daniel, ito ay bawal pa. Kaya sa usapin ng pagsunod, kinailangan niyang sumunod. Pero hindi naman niya isipin, makukumbinsin niya yung mga Babylonians doon sa kanyang paninindigan. So anong ginawa niya? Ginamit niyang pagsubok yung kalusugan. So there we learn that health is a proper persuasion. Because where there is health, it is a universal language. Everybody can see health as a persuasive argument for the rightness of a course of action. Kaya nung maipakita ni Daniel after 10 days sa kanyang diet na siya ay mas malusog kaysa dun sa mga kasama niya, eh, nakumbinsi yung mga handlers niya, which shows that health is a good persuasive argument. But I cautioned you last Sunday, hindi natin sinasabi rito na yung health ang mabuting patotoo at pag walang health ay hindi mabuting patotoo. Huwag po natin itulak sa ganung conclusion. That is not the point at all. But what I'm saying is that health is a persuasive argument of the rightness of a course of action. Kung nakikitang ang resulta ay magkalusugan, nakakahikayat isipin na tama yung ginagawa. Kaya yun ang pinagtuunan natin nung nakaraan, ang batayan ng usaping pangkalusugan ay dahil sa tayo ay kaluluwa at katawan. Ngayon, gusto kong tingnan natin in a more practical vein, ay we are to be responsible stewards of our health for the glory of God. And by the way, tayo magiging practical ngayon, and because yung practical lesson ay nangangailangan ng mga ilang technical terms na hindi ko kayang tagalugin, paumanhin na lang po na walang Tagalog translation tayo ngayon, pero we can discuss this also in Tagalog. But I want to begin with the concept of stewardship. Ano ang ibig sabihin ng stewardship? Pagkakatiwala. Pinagkatiwalaan tayo ng Diyos. Halimbawa, merong kang katiwala, ang ibig sabihin nun, merong kang pag-aari mo, maaring bahay, lupain, pananim, na hindi mo maibigay ng personal ang iyong pag-asikaso, ipinagkakatiwala mo sa iba na siya ang mag-asikaso. At inaasahan mo sa isang katiwala na pangangalagaan niya yung ipinagkatiwala mo sa kanya at mag-uulat siya sa iyo. Magsasabi siya sa iyo ng kalagayan na nung ipinagkatiwala mo. So, ganun ang concept ng stewardship. Stewardship means that there is, on the one hand, accountability to the giver of our gifts and favors. Whether we talk of talents, of abilities na ibinigay sa atin, pananagutan natin sa Panginoon ang mga ibinigay sa atin. Now, gusto kong idagdag na isa sa mga ibinigay sa atin na dapat na tingnan natin ang ating sariling katiwala ng Diyos ay ang ating kalusugan. I want to believe that health is one of those things we are stewards of. Tayo yung mga katiwala ng Diyos sa ipinagkaloob niyang kalusugan sa atin. Pero sa pagsasakatuparan ng ating panawagan bilang katiwala, isang namumukod sa motibong Kristiyano ay ang kaluwalhatian ng Diyos. So, overarching is this motive that even in the most mundane activity, sinabi sa atin ng 1 Corinthians 10:31, diba, whether you do all to the glory of God, whether you eat or drink, do so to the glory of God. So can you imagine na ito'y gagawin natin na may motibo para sa ikaluluwalhati ng Diyos. Now, hindi po ibig sabihin na tuwing kukuha ka ng inumin dyan sa ating water dispenser, magtatagal ka ron kasi nagpipray ka. Gagawin ko po ito para sa inyong kaluwalhatian. Hindi ibig sabihin yun ng ganun. Kundi ang ibig sabihin lamang ay, as you do these activities, you must do so conscious that you are not violating any of God's commandments, that you are doing it according to the will of God. So, hindi ibig sabihin na you are doing something spiritual sa ginagawa mong yon. Pero ang point ay, it's so overarching. And that includes, kung drinking and eating, well, that includes our health. Katiwala tayo, stewards tayo ng ating kalusugan. Now, sa isang steward, at least dalawang bagay ang inaasahan sa kanya. At para mas matandaan natin, ginawa ko na lang rhyme, know and grow. Know the state of your health and grow relative to age in the state of your health. So, yun ang gusto kong sabihing stewardship natin. Unang-una po, no, ang isang katiwala, inaalam niya ang kalagayan ng ipinagkatiwala sa kanya. Isang halimbawa nito sa Proverbs 27:23, yung concept lamang ng stewardship, hindi pa muna sa health, pero Proverbs 27:23, ganitong inaasahan, know well the condition of your flocks and give attention to your herds for riches, etc. So the point is, know well, alamin mo Kung anong pinagkatiwala sa iyo, maaaring ang tinutukoy rito ay isang pastol na pinagkatiwalaan ng kawa ng tupa, inaasaan sa kanyang know well. Alamin ng mabuti ang kanyang ang ipinagkatiwala sa kanya. So, pagdating sa kung tinatanggap natin na ang kalusugan natin ay bahagi sa ipinagkatiwala sa atin, isang responsibilidad ay alamin. Know the state of your health. And there are important factors of health that can be known easily and responsibly. Now, I'm aware that there probably is no medical professional practitioner among us except nurse. May mga nurses tayo, alam ko, pero wala sigurong professional doctor. So, hindi ko inaasahan na merong magsabi sa atin, kaya mag-share tayo ng ating mga ginagawa. But there are certain factors of health na makakayang alamin. Ibig sabihin, hindi mo kailangan maging doktor para alamin. And besides, this is where I would suggest for our stewardship, have a regular medical check-up with your doctor. Kasama yun sa kanyang tungkulin. I have mine. I have 3 check-ups a year with a professional doctor who used to be a member of our church. Kaya libre ako. Pero regular po yun, at doon na kikita kung may problema. At in my last check-up 2-3 weeks ago, I'm still in the pink of health except the problem of alam nyo na. But etong isang bagay sa stewardship, may mga pinababayaan lang ito, at nung malaman na nila ay nasa stage na mahirap nang ma-reverse. One thing na nabasa ko about, for example, cardiac issues, most of those who will know that they have a cardiac condition will know it when they're going to die by heart attack. Yes, that's what I read. At so kumbaga, walang symptom, o sa kanyang palagay, walang symptom, walang warning. At nung malaman na lamang niya, ay wala, hindi na niya matutugunan. What's the reason for that? Lack of regular check-up. May mga paraan namang malalaman niyan, as simple as ECG and other ways of medical consultation, malalaman yan. There are some vital signs of health. Heartbeat or heart rate. The normal is 72 per minute. Of course, may range yan. Anything that has a disorder, ang tawag na po riyan ay arrhythmia. Pag less than 60 raw, the lower side of arrhythmia. Pag more than 100, the higher side of arrhythmia. But both are disorders. Kung masyadong mabagal ang tibok ng iyong puso, disorder yon. At kung masyado namang mabilis, disorder din yun ng katawan. So isang bagay ito na madaling malaman by simply feeling your heartbeat or pulse by a proper measure ng time, malalaman. So it's a vital sign. Then you have blood pressure. The optimal, that is the best, ay 120 over 80. Still considered normal, 130 over 85. You go higher at 140 over 90, that is already considered hypertension. So, maring may mga tumataas pa riyan, vital sign yung blood pressure na nagpapakita ng health natin. Then, blood sugar. Blood sugar normal is from 3.85 to 6.05 sa tawag nila ay millimolar per liter. Yan ang kanilang measurement sa 1,000 units of mole. Then, normal total cholesterol ay 3.9 to 6.5. And again, these are easily measurable vital signs by having the proper instrument, o kung wala, ask someone to measure that vital sign, eh, diyan natin malalaman kung tayo ay nasa edge na o tumawid na sa diabetes. Ako, normal ang sugar ko kasi araw-araw naman ang lifetime medication. So, the point is, this is something that you can know because if you allow sugar to go uncontrolled in your body, you are in danger of blindness or simpleng pagkasugat sa inyong katawan can prove dangerous or even fatal. Nabanggit ko sa inyo yung mother-in-law ni Pastor Diego Bulataw ay nagkaroon ng sugat sa kanyang kuko sa paa, eh, medyo napabayaan at dumating sa punto na sepsis na raw, wala nang lunas. And that's because of her diabetic condition. Eh, pag napabayaan po yan, simpleng mga pagkakasugat ay maaring maging dangerous. So, know your blood sugar. Know your cholesterol. Then, weight. Ang weight ay based on one's body mass index. Eh, madali lang pong mag-download sa internet ng body mass index. Sa body mass index ay ipinapakita ang iyong kung anong height mo, anong weight mo, at malalaman mo kung andito ang healthy weight. Ito ang medyo overweight. Makikita niyo yung malaking pula ay obese. Obesity is an epidemic today in the Western world. Dahil sa magagana silang kumain napapabayaan, it's killing them. So, alamin nyo ang yung weight, ideal body weight. Kung kayo ay 5'5", like me, 60 kilos, malapit-lapit na. So, yun ang mga vital signs. Maaring may maidagdag pa tayo, but those are the easily measurable ones. A simple weighing scale or yung timbangan, blood pressure instrument. These are things that you can easily know. And good stewardship dictates that we should know the state of our health. Sa vital signs. And then, know your potential or present problems. Problems because of the community. Kasi ano bang epidemic ngayon, anong season ngayon na nauusong sakit? Pag dumarating na sa pagkakauso na naman ng dengue because of the weather, because of the season, or sabi nila ngayon ang delikado ay AH1N1 na kumakalat. But you have to know the culture, the habits of those around you which make the people vulnerable to certain health problems. Then know the potential of your heredity. Some health conditions are hereditary. Sabihin, hindi mo na matatanggal yung heredity. You inherit that from your family line. So the case of diabetes, that's heredity and something that probably you can try to check or delay, but not totally na maiiwasan. So know that. And then your personal vulnerability, proneness to specific health problems. If you are allergic, allergy still afflicts millions of people today around the world, and that can prove fatal if unchecked. So, alamin mo yung mga bagay na yon at ito ang kasama sa ating pagiging katiwala. Hindi natin pwedeng pabayaan. And then, understand the remedial approaches that you are undertaking if you have a present condition. Health condition, ito ba'y ina-address mo? Naalala niyo sinabi ni Paul kay Timothy, no longer just use water, sabi niya sa 1 Timothy 5:23, but use wine also for your stomach's sake. So, ginagamit niya yung quality ng wine para sa yung therapeutic effect noon. hindi niya tinuturo kay Timoteo yung maging lasenggo, pero yung therapeutic effect ng alcoholic drink ay inisip ni Paul. And then in James chapter 5, is any sick among you? May dalawang sinabi roon. Call for the elders of the church and pray, and then use oil. Malimit ginagamit ito. The Catholics use this for extreme unction. Charismatics use this to speak of a miraculous oil. Hindi po, yung oil doon ay ordinary oil na general use for therapeutic purposes. Ang ibig sabihin ng passage na yon, sa anumang sakit, dalawa ang approach. Prayer, so huwag natin kalimutang manalangin, kaya kasama yan sa ating prayer meeting. Kapag merong may sakit, ay pinapanalangin natin, because that is part of the Christian way of approaching yung ating mga sakit. Pero yung oil, nagpapaalalang isa rin na gamitin natin ang medical means. So, two-pronged approach for remedial purposes. Prayer and therapy, medicine, remedy. Eh, huwag nating pabayaan ang isa rin. Parehong may papel sa Kristiyano ang bagay na yan. So, this is the first part ng stewardship natin. No, instead of your health. Kung tatanungin kitang personal, kumustang kalusugan mo, huwag mo lang sabihin na okay lang pakiramdam ko. Baka okay pakiramdam mo, pero hindi mo nakikita itong mga vital signs that tell you something is wrong. So, you need to know these vital signs. Then, the second part of stewardship is grow in the state of your health. And again, that is part of good stewardship in seeking growth in what is entrusted. Remember the parable, yung tinatawag na parable of the talents? Yung talent doon ay hindi yung talent ability. Ito ay uri ng currency na ibinigay. Kumbaga, investment. Binigyan sila ng investment, one with five, one with two, and one with one. Anong nangyari resulta noon? The one with five doubled the investment. The one with two doubled the investment, and they were both rewarded. The one with only one, itinago lang niya yung investment ayon, hindi niya pinalago. At anong nangyari? Siningil siya ng Panginoon. So the point there is, when you are entrusted with something, you let it grow, maximize it. So what does that mean in terms of health? Well, not everybody will keep growing in health. Sinabing by the age 45, 50, whether you like it or not, you go downwards. Do everything you can. Kagaya halimbawa, alam nyo, health-wise, hanga ako kay dating Presidente Ramos. He's pushing 80 now, but you can see the state of his health. Dahil talagang inalagaan niya. Pero ang point ay, we don't grow throughout our lifetime sa health natin. At a certain point, maring pataas ka, and then you come to a point of plateau, and then downhill. Well, we accept it as part of the stages of life, but relative to age, there is an optimal state of health that one may strive after. So a suggestion for stewardship, let me say that you watch your lifestyle as it pertains to health concerns. There are certain lifestyle issues that bear very much on health. And let me raise three issues. I'm sure there are more, but these are the three issues that scriptures themselves give attention to. Una-una na siyempre, pagkain. Diet. Food remains the fundamental energy source of the body. And we eat both for our good or for our ill. Well, we go back to Daniel. Ang nangyari doon kay Daniel, he was so sure that the state of his diet, as dictated by the law of Moses, was healthy. Kaya nga, ginawa niyang challenge. So, watch your diet. Part, I believe, of what 1 Corinthians 10:31 means, eat and drink to the glory of God. So, the major goal of eating is, of course, to be healthy, to have an energy source. And therefore, healthy food is always the main consideration. So dyan tayo mag-iisip ng issues ng cholesterol, calories, o may mga food experts tayo rito, mga food technicians na pwedeng tanungin. Tanungin nyo, sila Loy, sila Bless, mga nag-aral tungkol sa food. Pero may mga issues of health with respect to eating. Is there a place for pleasure in eating? I'm sure. We eat with delight. Tama yun. Walang mali doon. Mahilig panoorin sa bahay ko ay mga tungkol sa chef. Hindi lang masyado na-apply yung mga ulam, pero mahilig nilang panoorin. And I'm convinced that it is part of eating na tayo ma-please sa ating kinakain. But having said that, we may have pleasure in eating, but make sure it does not erode into gluttony. Gluttony, as we discussed last Sunday, is still a sin. Yung katakawan, at malalaman natin yan sa dami, sa panahon ng pagkain. So know the balance between too much eating and too little food intake. So siguro mamaya, we can exchange ideas concerning this. But diet is something you cannot ignore. Secondly, sleep and rest. Sufficient sleep and rest is the pause our physical metabolism requires. So, magpa-function tayo. Of course, tuloy-tuloy yan. Pero katulad din ng makina na kinakailangan may pause. So, yun ang function ng sleep at ng rest to give our body pause. And again, there is a place for sleep as the scripture tells us in Psalm 127. And verse 2, na ang kabaligtaran nito ay too much stress, sleeplessness. At bahagi ito ng tinatawag na Pilgrim Psalms, inaawit ito ng mga naglalakbay patungong Jerusalem. Psalm 127:2, unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. Verse 2, it is in vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil, for he gives to his beloved sleep. That's a very touching picture. Parang yung nanay na pinagheli yung anak hanggang makatulog, eh ganun daw ginagawa ng Panginoon sa atin. Yung kabaligtaran is stress. Too much stress that translates into sleeplessness and restlessness. And if you are afflicted with habitual sleeplessness, well, do something about it. There are things that can be done in order to make sure you get your sufficient sleep. But sleep is something that we need. We live in a day in the professional field where workaholism is considered a virtue, to be restless in one's work. No, that's not a virtue. Workaholism that leads to sleeplessness, restlessness, and stress is bad for your health, bad for our health. And therefore, consider sleep and rest essential without eroding into slothfulness. There's something touching in one of the instructions of Jesus to his disciples. At the time na ang daming mga naghahanap sa kanila, Mark chapter 6. Maraming humahanap, mga masasabi natin, oh, opportunity na ito for ministry. What did Jesus tell them? Let us go to the wilderness and rest. That's very touching. Jesus was very sensitive to his disciples' need of rest. So, give yourself, your body, time for its pause. Jesus understood the need. Huwag mong isipin, eh, sayang yung opportunity. And I say that as one who often has that drive to seize every opportunity and forget about rest. But we must build a mentality that puts sleep and rest in its proper place. Pero siguruhin mong yung sleep ay pause. Huwag mong gawin yung trabaho ay pause ng iyong sleep. Mahirap yung ganun. So, know the balance between oversleeping and lack of sleep and rest. And finally, exercise. Physical activity for muscular build-up optimizes our physical capacity, which again, the Bible recognizes in 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 8. For bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. So, kung papansin ninyo yung pagkakakumpara dyan, bodily exercise profits a little. Pero by way of priority, godliness is more important because it has the promise of the life that now is and of the life that is to come. Now, what does that tell us about bodily exercise? Bodily exercise profits and it has the promise of the life that now is. Diba? Yun ang point niya. Sa godliness, the life that now is and the life to come. Kaya lamang ang godliness. Pero sa bodily exercise, profitable and the life that now is. So ibig sabihin, you have a better life here, earthly life, when you give place to physical exercise. Muscular body is being extolled today and is becoming an object of worship, and that's what we need to be careful that we don't fall into. Eh, hindi itong ibig sabihin ng exercise natin na ibigay mo na lahat ng panahon mo sa gym at magbayad ka ng mahal para lang you get the muscular body that is worshipped in today's society. There can be an optimal physical energy without eroding into prioritizing the body. So all that I'm asking is that we cultivate together with physical energy a cheerful spirit which Christians should be able to cultivate. At kinilala ng kasulatan ang papel nito sa pananampalataya o sa kalusugan ng mananampalataya. Proverbs 17:22. A merry heart does good like medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones. So there is the physical spillover. Umaapaw sa pangkalusugan yung magalakin na diwa. So let me conclude with a thought that health is not our God. Don't make it your God. But health is a stewardship that we give account to God. And that, I think, is the balance. So, sana gamitin natin ito, last lesson of the year, to be appreciative to God of our health, and then be responsible for our health as those who will give account to God. Magagamit pa natin kung anong kayang gamitin sa ating pangkalusugan para sa ikapaglilingkod natin sa ating Panginoon. So, any thought you like to share, questions you like to ask concerning health? Sa mga tinalakay natin, baka may gusto rin kayong i-share na alam ninyong mahalaga para sa pangkalusugan that will be appreciated as part of our consideration. Anyone? Kung may alam kayong hindi maganda sa kalusugan, ay sabihin nyo, namang hindi magandang uminom ng Sprite. Ay. So anyone, any question or any thought you like to share?
Actually working in a company, you know, who is involved in vegetable seeds, you know. I had the opportunity to look at some statistics, and I think I've shared this before, na tayo, Pilipinas, I think, kung tama yung recall ko, isa tayo sa pinakamalaking mag-export ng rice. Oh, sorry, mag-import ng rice. It boils down to the fact na ang lakas natin kumain ng kanin, you know. And I've seen the behavior of our neighboring countries. Normally, Asians, malalakas talaga sa kanin eh. Pero I can say, we are the worst. You know? And no offense to women, you know? I've seen also the women of the Philippines as compared with Vietnamese, Thai, Indonesians, mas marami sa atin yung mas malusog. Okay? O, diretso yung ka na mas mataba. And it boils down to the fact na alakas kumain and also the junk food. So, maybe we can establish some discipline among ourselves. Not not just with women but with men ourselves, especially sa mga kabataan, at this point magsimula na tayong magbawas talaga ng kanin and mag-ano tayo ng gulay. Siguro sabihin nyo, ang dami naman spray ng gulay eh. Ano? Pero halos lahat naman ganon. Pero yun nga, maging advocacy natin personally. Kasi ito, like yung nabanggit nga yung nangyari kay Brother June more than a month ago, it was a wake-up call for me. I already lost 3 kilos for your information and it's very beneficial. Ano? It's very beneficial. I cut down my rice intake and I eat a lot of veg right now. Kaya lang, last week was horrible. I was in Benguet, puro karne. So but the thing is, maganda yung tinalakay natin, and to personal experience ko, kung talagang didisciplinahin yung sarili nyo, magbawas kayo ng kanin, especially sa mga tumatanda, at kumain kayo ng maraming gulay, may trade-off yan. But in the long term, makikita nyo mas maganda. Ilang po. Kasi even the Philippines itself, yung per capita consumption natin ng gulay napakababa. It is not for the benefit na magkaroon kami ng negosyo, no, but personally, iba talaga ang dulot ng kumain ng maraming gulay. Ilang.
Okay, thank you, Ike. Take his advice na magbawas ng kanin, kung masyadong maraming kanin ang kinakain, and trade off ay more gulay. So, it's a good advice. Other thoughts? Any response? Carol?
Question po to ng mga bata. Is getting really fat or obese a sin? How do we eat and glory and drink for the glory of God?
Obesity that is the result of overeating is not the obesity that is sin. The sin is the process by which one becomes obese. Ibig sabihin, kung dahil sa overeating, the Bible calls it gluttony. And that's what you see in much of the Western world. So, of course, nakakakita rin ako rito sa Pilipinas, pero pag nagpupunta ako sa UK and other countries, it really amazes me. Yung dami ng masasalubong mong talagang obese sa airport pa lang. Kailangan tumabi ka, baka ka mabangga. But obesity as a condition is not sin. It's not what we call sin. Ang sin ay kapag ang dahilan ay overeating. That's lack of discipline. And of course, the Bible calls it gluttony.
Pastor, how do you eat and drink for the glory of God?
Yung sinabi ko nga kanina, hindi ibig sabihin niya, it doesn't mean that every time you eat or drink, you must first go through a ritual of prayer. No, that's not what we mean. It simply means that we are conscious that these are things that we receive as gifts from God and that we do not do so in violation of anything that we know to be the will of God. Go ahead.
Another one po. Did God make some food edible but bad for the health? Can being concerned for your soul but not your health be bad?
Hindi ako food expert. My position is everything in moderation. Sa 1 Timothy chapter 4, sinabi ron, everything is given, created for our good and sanctified by prayer. 1 Timothy 4 verse 4, nirebuke ni Paul yung mga nagpapabawal, abstaining. And then verse 4, for everything created by God is good and nothing to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving, for it is made holy by the word of God and prayer. So if done in moderation, I believe that kung makakain na maganda para sa atin in moderation, it should be good.
Ako na naman po. Mag-share lang ako. I read an article. It's one of a world surfer siya. Ever since he was child, talagang he had really developed his train. He really trained to be a good surfer, and he had basta naging world athlete yun sa surfing. And then suddenly at age 32 he died of a heart attack. They were wondering why he was so much into physical activity and really training himself like any other athlete, but it was found out that the food that he ate caused several blockages in his arteries. So, yon, let us be mindful na it doesn't mean that we are always exercising or into activities. And yet, dapat talaga balance ng lahat. And isa ko pwedeng nabasa is yung sleep, is yung importance ng sleep. Do you know that God really made us, our body, na nagre-regenerate yung cells natin and nagre-repair yung body tissues natin whenever we sleep. That's why an 8-hour sleep is really important for us. So let us never think na pwede, we can get away. Kagaya nung nasabi ni Pastor kanina, yung mga workaholic na this is an opportunity, really, and then neglecting our sleep. Lalo na rin yung mga bata. Kasi sinasabi nga na it will backfire on them when you get old. So, yung sa tatlong sinabi ni Pastor, it's really a balance of everything. Good diet, sleep, proper sleep, and exercise. Kasi parang ang isang pinaka na neglect din natin lately is the exercise. Kung titingnan nyo yung mga tao nung unang panahon, wala masyadong ganitong sakit because they have to walk, going to school, they have to walk to buy this, yung mga food na gano'n. At saka, ngayon, ang mga food din is para sa, it's really for fast, this fast-paced life. So, yung mga, kung titingnan ninyo, lahat ready-made na. Noodles, may even the coffee, lahat ready-made na, and even yung pang-ulam, nakapack na rin ngayon. So, yung pagkaka-process nito, nari-rip off na yung talagang nutrients na kailangan ng body natin. So, yun.
Okay, thank you, Carol. I wonder if yung surfer na sinasabi mo, mayroon siyang regular check-up kung... Okay, so the more na pinapakita yung kailangan natin ng regular check-up, at maganda yung sinabi niya about sleep, that it repairs the physical metabolism. The problem of some is that they are over-repaired because they are oversleeping. Pero... maganda yun. And that's a very good insight, yung point na a lot of food preparations today are designed for a fast-paced life, which only serve to support yung stress ng ating pamumuhay. Kaya isipin natin yun. Teng?
Ang natutunan ko since I was diagnosed as a diabetic is to look for options, healthy options. So, marami akong natutunan at hanggang ngayon I still find simple solutions sa condition ko, like yung sleep. I realize that if I lack sleep, nagsushoot up ang blood sugar ko. So, it's important. And then I realize na yung refined or processed food can make my blood sugar shoot up also. So, instead of eating refined or processed food, we try to cook from scratch. Tapos, sa drinks, I avoid yung mga sugary drinks or laced with or juices. Hindi na kami bumibili ng mga dati. Bumibili kami ng mga 8 o'clock, tang, ganun. Wala na sa bahay yun. Mostly tea, water, and fruit. And we avoid diet coke. We avoid drinks na may aspartame. We avoid Sprite, yun, mga ganun.
Kahit zero?
Coke zero daw. So we avoid drinks na may aspartame, may sucralose. So what we use now is sa husband ko, sa kanila brown sugar. Sa akin, I use stevia. So nakikita ko yung improvement. There was a time without metformin, I was able to manage my health. Kaya lang, hindi pala my blood sugar without any medicine. Pero hindi pala pwedeng ganun lagi kasi tumatanda na nga. Nag-slow down ng metabolism. Pero yung pa rin yung objective ko na humanap ng healthy options. Like, yun nga sabi ko, instead of drinks, kahit tempted akong uminom ng drinks, ng sugary drinks, tubig na lang or or green tea without any sugar, ganun. So, nakakatuwa kasi makikita mo na if you know your condition, kung lagi kang may check-up, you will try to find or research for healthy options. So, kung alam niyo yung condition niyo, magandang nagbabasa-basa rin kung ano yung mga recent findings or recent tungkol sa diet, sa exercise. So, yun po yung maidadagdag.
So, look for healthy options. And that's a good point na laging may choices at whatever is healthier among the choices is the better choice. Like black coffee. And Chit.
Actually, this is a food for thoughts or something to ponder on. That there is no such thing as junk food. Ate any commotion to the children, to the mothers. Anything that has been eaten in moderation would be okay. Because if you have your lifestyle as early as childbirth, you could eat anything that has been prepared, even high-end, low-end food. So there's no such thing as junk food. Basta eat it in moderation. So don't deprive your children not to eat French fries, potato chips, even once in a while. So, because pag hindi po tayo kakain nun, kasi that's the trend or whatnot, it is God-given ability to craft food that is good also to and to everybody. Kasi food siya, hindi siya poison. So that should be accessed by everybody. But the issue here is in moderation. Kasi if we go beyond what is not sabihin natin, no junk foods, nothing like that. We go to the extreme, so we become paranoid in our health diet. So, children, I'm not advocating that you should eat junk food, but our food that are crafted, God-given, and the under the agribusiness world, which is also grown from the soil, which is God-given also. So, we have to use it for the glory of God. But the issue here is, we will be also happy if we eat some of this food, but not always. Gaya na, hindi naman tayo kakain lagi sa Jollibee every day, pero once a month would be okay. Eh, pwede naman tayong kumain sa, sabihin natin, sa Pizza Hut. Basta, once in a quarter, yung mga ganon, just to be, ano, kasi this, there are things in this food chain that is also healthy because they put organic herbs. So, yun po ang thoughts ko, Pastor.
Okay, thank you, Chit. So, as far as Chit is concerned, no junk food as long as it is in moderation. Okay, other thoughts? Glenn?
Walang mga lalaking nagsasalita eh. Siguro i-share ko na lang yung nag-brotherhood kami about, we talk about organic food, saka healthy food. Nag-promise ako sa grupo na i-email ko yung final points na na-derive natin. Pero siguro maganda din to. Sabahin ko na lang dito kaysa i-aim. Ang unang organic food kasi marami nagsasabing organic food. Eh, kung hindi ka pinakain na organic, eh, hindi ka punta sa heaven. hindi ka natural. So maraming extreme na nangyayari. Kakain ka na rin ng gulay. Talagang maganda yun. Pero minsan, hindi nga available yung gulay. Sa parenga, magpunta mo sa parenga, patatas ng kakaang nandun ako. Hindi pa alam ang pesticide. So, napaka maraming taong na nahihilo na anong gagawin. Marami naman, punta ka naman sa Iceland, sila yung pinakamataas ang life expectancy, ang ba nila, ang buhay nila, pero sila yung pinakakarnivorous na tao. So, wala ka masabi talaga. Yung mga maraming gulay kinakain ay Papua New, ay sa Guinea-Bissau, sa Africa, pero 39 years lang ang kanilang life expectancy. So, iba-iba ang pananaw. So, ay closer daw mic. Akala ko pinapahinto na ako ng asawa ko nang magsalita. So may ang kaunti lang points tong sinabi dito. Paano maging simplify lang? So simplify ang living. Mayroon kaming points na sinabi dito. Isa, avoid, minimize eating outside. Hindi naman ibig sabihin kasi marami kasi kumain kasi gusto mo mabilis at mura. Lalo na kung mura, nandoon na yung paano prepare yung pagkain. Maraming bitchin doon, maraming magic yon, maraming ganon. So, napapamura yon, medyo na-compromise talaga yung pagkain natin. maraming oil, mga sanitation. Pangalawa, maganda ang luto sa bahay. Kaya mas masarap magluto ang mga asawa natin. Kaya mas magaling na mga luto ng bahay kasi mas natural yon. Or mas natitipid or alam nilang ipapakain sa atin yon. Mga simple tip lang. Pangatlo, simple food. So hindi ibig sabihin kakainin mong lahat ng klase at the same time, laging complete meal ako, kumpleto kung may karne akong konti, may vegetable ako, may kamote ako. Hindi kailangan ganun. Simple lang pagkain. Kahit gulay ngayon, basta distributed sa whole week mo. So proper combination, carbo, vegetable, all those combinations. Sunod, make home garden para mas fresh ang gulay mo sa yung garden mo sa bahay. Sigurado kang hindi mo inisprehan ng anisesaryo. Tapos, nuts for snacks at ang panglima ay tropical fruits. Kasi sinasabi sa atin yan, information sa atin yan, cranberry ang kainin natin, apple a day. Yun kasing information natin yun. Kasi yun ang nakukuha nating information sa Western world. Na dapat pala, ang katawan natin mas maganda kung ano ang pagkain mo doon, tropical fruit, yun din ang kakainin mo. Mas maigi palang kakainin natin yung mga, ano yan, bignay, guava, guyaba, no? Yun ang appropriate sa atin. Pag-temperate kasi yung mga cranberry. So, yun lang ata ang pag-adbihan ng simple meals. Pangatlo, last pala, na which is medyo technical, yung trans fats na tinatabi na, yung partially hydrogenated. Kasi ginagamit ngayon ng mga manufacturer ito para hindi maging rancid agad yung pagkain nyo. Hindi maging alta. Delikado din yun. Dapat natural yung pagka-alta. Ibig sabihin, anta pala. Para hindi na siya maganda. So, tingnan yung label, yung trans fats. Maraming salamat.
Okay, maraming salamat, Glenn. At those are challenging thoughts na particularly ano, minimize eating outside. Okay, other thoughts? Rory.
Gusto ko lang pong comment na magaganda yung input na sinabi ng mga kapatiran. But practically, practical ano lang po is whether it's organic or non-organic, kung yan ba ay herb or mga carnivorous stuff. Ang isang practical na nalaman ko sa akin na lang is yung water. Of all things, kahit ano pong sustansya, ano pa man yung kinain natin, without the benefit of water, it's, I think, sa akin, it's something, it's a big problem pa rin concern. Kasi hindi rin ako particular no sa water because, and yet, now I'm harvesting the property of not getting their fresh water or adequate fluid intake before meals. So, one health option that I have considered is yung sinasabi ng take the soldier's meal, na ibig sabihin, or the reversal, kundi water muna, then the main dishes, whatever it is. So, yung water is really a liquid that would sustain the whole thing of foods. Tapos, yung pa rin diet na kailang i-consider. So, ang sa akin is...
Okay, good reminder. Basic reminder sa papel ng water. So what do you suggest? Purified mineral or sa water? Well, a lot of health conditions are based on water condition, cholera, etc. So yeah, that's a good reminder. Some last thoughts, Tess?
Meron ba ako i-share tungkol po sa nabanggit ni Brother Glenn na yung kanong food available sa atin? Yung professor ko po sa graduate school, 80 plus na siya, pero nagtuturo pa siya. Sinabi niya yung kamote daw, ating local sweet potato, kamote natin, pag daw nilaga natin at kinain natin yon ay everyday, napakaganda daw po ng effect sa katawan natin, bowel movement and everything. Pag dumaan daw siya sa intestines natin, lahat ng mga toxins doon na matadaanan niya, dadalhin din niya. Yan. Pangalawa po, yung sa binanggit naman ni Brother Ike, sa weight loss, yung sinasagundahan ko po yung sinabi niya sa rice. Sa akin naman po, for 2 weeks na minimum ng rice, naka-weight loss ako ng, for the first time kahapon, nagtimbang ako, less than 120. for many years, 2 or 3 years, 128, 27, ganun. Plus exercise, aerobics. Pangatlo po, napansin ko dito, ang husband ko po ay nagpa-medical check-up siya last time. Niresetahan siya ng simvastatin for 30 days. Simvastatin, mataas daw po ang cholesterol. Natakot ako, sabi ko, hindi kayo, talagang sinabi ko sa kanya, hindi kita ibibili. Natakot ako sa magiging effect sa kanyang iba pang systems niya pag matreat yung kanyang cholesterol. Kaya po, nag-research siya ngayon sa internet, so meron na po siyang alternative medicine. At nakikita ko sa kanya na everyday ginagawa niya yon na
okay, thank you, Tess. So, alternative medicine. And ang anong pinanggit mo, kamote. So, eat a lot of kamote. Baka magka-problem na sa pollution. Mami?
We have already touched about different ways of how to be healthy. I am just listening, but low salt diet, has that it been said?
Low
salt.
Low salt.
Yes. Yung po ay nakakapagpataas ng presyon sa akin. Kapag maalat, masyado ang timpla. Yun ang sabi ng doktor ay medyo bawasan ang asin, less fat, and less sugar. Yun ay for, ano, para ma-maintain ho yung normal. Gusto ko itanong kay Nestor, anong alternative sa simvastatin?
Tawag ka, Nestor.
Kasi lagi nang nagsisimvastatin kami eh. Sinasabi ko na basta yung low salt diet. Nung una talagang mataas ako magtempla ng mga pagkain. Pero kahit pangit ang lasa, bawas-bawas na ang asin. Bata pa kayo, magbawas na kayo ng asin.
Doon sa research ko, una ko nakita yung pag-take ng raw garlic. So, tinry ko yun na for 3 weeks, yung raw garlic. You take it as a peel. Huwag mong nguyain. I-slice mo yung clove ng garlic and then inumin mo na parang gamot para hindi mo malasahan yung masamang lasa. Ginamit ko yun dahil na-research ko rin sa internet yung mga resulta ng mga nakagamit na. Pero habang nagre-research din ako, nakita ko rin may mga contrary dun sa so inconsistent yung result. Yung iba talagang nag-experiment na kung meron talagang beneficial effect yung garlic sa pagbaba ng bad cholesterol sa katawan. So, ganun. Sa akin, personally, after 3 weeks na paggamit ko nung raw garlic, hindi ko nakita yung improvement. Nararamdaman ko yung cholesterol yung pagmasakit ang batok mo, that means tumataas yung bad cholesterol sa katawan. And yun ang nararamdaman ko. Kaya naghanap pa ako ng ibang alternative. Tapos nakita ko yung sa luya, paggamit ng luya. Tingnan ko yung benefits, maraming benefits. Kung titignan nyo sa website ng Philippine Herbs, philippineherbalmedicine.org, philippineherbs.com, maganda yung mga review about luya. And then, tinry ko yon for 10 days. Yun yung recently na tinitake ko yung luya. And after just 3 days na pag-take nun, yung salabat, nag-improve yung bumaba yung masamang pakiramdam ko na sa batok. So, kung 3 days yun, na maganda na yung effect sa akin, you take it every day, walang overdose pag uminom ka ng luya. na yung salabat. Unlike yung ano, yung pagka nag-take ng bawang, may masamang effect kapag masyadong maraming bawang sa katawan, lalo na sa intestine.
Okay, thank you, Nestor. Those are insights to be considered. So, sabi nila, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. A garlic or ginger a day keeps everybody away. So we're into the final minutes. Marian, then Bimbim.
Akin po, Pastor, i-share ko lang po yung aking na-experience din sa aking anak ko. No? Yung, siguro, typical naman siguro sa mga bata pa na yung taste buds ba nila ay talagang mahilig talaga sila sa karne. So doon ako nahihirapan din sometimes sa anak ko kasi parang naano ako doon, aware ako about pagdating na sa karne. So ang ginagawa ko po ay talagang inaanuhan ko po ng gulay or yung isda. Nagpre-prepare lang ako ng isang dish lang na gulay lang para wala na siyang pipilian ba. So kapag doon, yun na yung po ihahanda ko. For example, sa dinner or sa lunch namin, talaga. So, ayun na nga po ang aking ginagawa po na isa na lang po ang hinahanda ko po sa aming, halimbawa sa aming lunch. Kaya, ang ginagawa ko po yun po. Kasi minsan po, meron din po akong mga takot ba, Pastor, na minsan nakikita ko rin sa ibang mga tao o mga bata pa na wala pang 30 years old o wala pang 40 years old, may mga sakit na. So aware ako about that pagdating na po sa pagkain ng lalo na sa anak ko. Tapos minsan po kung wala po akong ginaanuhan po na ma-prepare, kung limbawa hindi ako makapunta ng palengke para makabili, inaanuhan ko po talaga, tinatry ko na makapag-produce ng ganon. Tapos yung minsan yung mga malunggay na lang ng kapitbahay, mga gulay ng kapitbahay na lang po yung aking na alternative doon instead na pumunta ng palengke.
Okay, thank you, Marian. So ang advice ni Marian ay kumuha kayo ng malunggay ng kapitbahay. So, by the way, gusto ko lang i-correct yung idea na sumusunod tayo sa taste buds ng bata. It's a matter of training. Yung food intake is a matter of training mula sa pagkabata at sanayin natin sila na kumain ng masustansya. Last kay Bimbim.
Yun ang sasabihin ko. Pero bago yun, gusto mo ko munang i-address yung nabanggit kanina tungkol sa obesity. Tama yung sinabi ni Pastor, hindi kasalanan yung obesity. It's the reason why. Ang isang reason for obesity is emotional eating. Ginagawa siyang comfort. Yun ang problem kasi may problem tapos hindi na-address ng tama, ang ginagawa ay pagkain ang ginagawang comfort. So yun yung problem. Yun ang risk. Doon pumapasok yung kasalanan. And I would say, hindi lang yung overeating doon, kundi pati na yung not eating. Kasi dalawa ang expression ng emotional eating. So yung overeating at the same time, yung not eating. And then, yung tungkol nga kanina, which tamang-tamang magkasunod kami ni Mean, actually, what I wanted to say is, we talk about healthy options, healthy food, and everything. Right. Pero tingnan natin how we are training our children. Anong binibigay natin ng snack sa kanila? Ano yung inaalaw nating bilhin nila sa tindahan? High salt content, talagang walang laman. And then, sa sinabi ni Mean, tayo ang nagtitrain sa mga anak natin. What we first offer them, doon sila nag-uumpisa. Even yung taste nila for sugar, sa atin yung nagsisimula. Pa-candy-candy, kasi nakita, siguro sa kinalakhan din natin, na nabigyan tayo ng candy nung maliit tayo, ganyan. Tapos yung manok sa mesa. So, we educate our children kung ano yung masarap. So, tinitrain natin silang kumain ng masarap, hindi yung kumain ng healthy. So, hindi tama sabihin na lumaki ang bata na may hilig kumain ng karne. Kasi ano ba naman ang lasa ng gatas ng ina? Kung tutuusin, walang lasa siya. So, hindi totoo yan. So, and yun nga, check what our kids are eating. In school, and ito, during break time, anong binibili nila sa labas. So, if we're really concerned about healthy eating, taking care of our bodies, start with our children. Yun, yun.
Okay, thank you. It's a good thought, again, to be challenged na we start early yung ating regimen ng health. We start early with our children, including their taste, their diet, their habits. And may sinabi rin kanina na what you do in your young age na parang walang effect, it catches up. It will catch up when you grow old. So we train the habit of healthy living at an early age, but we must never imagine that we are controlling our lifetime. No, we cannot. I know an author who wrote a book, How to Live to be 100, and he did not even live through 70. So, ang point ay, any such arrogance na parang kinokontrol natin ang ating lifetime, we are stewards of our health, but God is the one who is sovereign in control of our lives. So, the thought of the song that we sang before the Sunday school comes back. Trials and joys in turn this year may bring, and that means 2012, I leave it all to Christ, redeeming King. I only ask, He'll watch with constant care and guide me by His Spirit everywhere. So thank you for all the thoughts, and let us now come to God in prayer. Maraming salamat na kilala ng Diyos sa mga napag-usapan namin at natalakay na may kinalaman sa pangkalusugan at na ipaalala sa amin na ang kalusugan na isa sa iyong mga pabor na ibinigay sa amin at ibinigay upang ipagkatiwala. Kaya nga tulungan mo kami na maging mabuting mga katiwala ng kaloob mong kalusugan at kasama rito, Panginoon, ang alamin namin ang mga kalagayan ng aming kalusugan sa mga vital signs, sa maaring mga suliranin ng aming pangangatawan at kung paano namin ito nilulunasan. Nawa, Panginoon, ay maging angkop na paalala ito sa bawat isa sa amin. Pinapanalangin din namin na sa anumang edad kami ay hanapin namin ang uri ng kalusugan na naangkop para sa amin sa pangangalaga ng aming pamumuhay, sa usapin ng pagkain, sa usapin ng pamamahinga at pagtulog, at gayon din sa aming exercise. In all of this, Father, we want to be responsible stewards of the health you have given to us, and yet we know that at a certain stage, we all go downhill and we come to that stage that no matter what we do, we cannot stem the visitation of death. And so we pray that more than our health, as we are reminded, bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable in all things, both for this life and the life to come. We pray therefore that each one would be reminded of that more important challenge of the life to come, which we can only attain and obtain through the Lord Jesus Christ. And we commit therefore ourselves to you, be as healthy as we could be according to your blessing, and yet our life is in your hands. And to that hand, we commit ourselves. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen.